Yeah, so gosh, that's,
small technical difficulties. Maybe, maybe not. You don't even know. Are you listening? Does anyone even pay attention anymore?
They don't.
Probably not. There's like three of them. And three of them. Three of you? Like, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As not to diminish that in any way.
Yeah, as we are sitting here on September 22nd, the day before the rapture, allegedly.
Hail Zorp.
If you believe the guy, is he one of the reasonablest? Because, I mean, like,
might be.
We might need to get our life in order, and then, you know, it becomes a whole thing. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, we made it. Through the rapture, or we didn't, I guess. Like, yeah, I don't know what that means.
I guess if you hear this, then we made it, plain and simple.
Well, if you're listening to this, either there was no rapture or you didn't make it. So either way,
there you go.
You know, like TikTok apparently is full of people who are quitting their jobs, selling their cars, and setting up little care packages for the people who get left behind. And I'm like, well, that's nice. Yeah. I'll go make a podcast.
Yeah,
it was just as good.
Yeah,
just as good.
So, have you been doing anything beer related since our last record?
2 weeks ago was Heist, right?
No,
I don't know.
Okay, I went to Triple C.
Yes, tell me about Triple C.
So, you know, as discussed on the last episode, Baby Maker had come out.
Yes.
For those that have maybe not been a long-time listener to the show, that is one of my favorite beers of all time.
Yes, it is.
And I was gutted when they took it off of being a normal release and turned it into a seasonal. So, of course, had to go to the source, get it fresh on tap. Drinks just as good on tap as it does. I also had one of their Alpha Trails, which I told you about. It's the Nectaron one.
Yeah.
You...
So there,
Did you try that one, or was it another one?
It was a different Alpha Trails. I'd have to look up and see what even hop they used. It was not well received.
Gotcha.
So we had a keg of it at the bottle shop, and I mean, it could just have been that one particular batch,
or it could have been that hot.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem when you get with these, and I don't even see it on my check-ins, But I want to say it was a. Like one of those experimental hops.
Oh, gotcha! Like the HB123 or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was Alpha Trails HBC 1019.
Okay, all right. So it wasn't far off.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it was bad, because it wasn't. It's just like what not everybody loved it. Some people thought it was a 5-star beer.
Yeah.
And then some people,
Yeah. I mean, I will look at it this way. I know the reason I said it is I know you like Nectaron. So
I do like Nectaron.
If you get a chance to try to get your lips on it, I do recommend giving it a shot.
The hard part for me with that, it's difficult for me to like make it all the way up there to begin with. But I've got Fresh Hop Festival coming up pretty soon.
No, I get it.
So like it's really difficult for me. I shouldn't say difficult. Like I've got a problem. I'm choosing not to buy a whole lot of packaged beer right now because we're going to be swimming in cans before long.
Yeah, Scott sent me the pictures already of what he's got, and I'm like, "There's only two of us, man."
Yeah, we're gonna have.
Please don't bury me.
We're gonna have to be a little more picky this time. And I, honestly, probably what'll end up happening is instead of me keeping one and then having one for the show, I'll probably just be splitting them with you and stuff like that. Oh no! Yeah, you're real sad. No.
So sad.
Yeah, I was trying to go back and figure out like. Why haven't I done anything in 2 weeks? I remember we went to South Carolina for the Hardy concert, and Purple Bugatti by the Veil is an 11% hazy IPA.
Yes.
Now, you know me, and you know I don't love hazies.
You hate hazies.
I do, but I had this one at the bottle shop, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's not bad. And for, 11%, right? So for me, a lot of times hazies are all just kind of like all I taste is the haze.
Yeah.
And then like occasionally I might get a hop or something in there.
Right.
I didn't get a whole lot of like really noticeable hops, which Wells will probably stab me for. But it just tasted like haze. It didn't taste like anything else. But it's 11%.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh, okay, this is, this could easily be 7 or 8 and, you wouldn't know any difference. And it'll catch you quick.
I can't wait to dive into it.
But yeah, had some of that. Had some of that Rings of Saturn from Incendiary. Bunch of Oktoberfest because the weather's starting to get cool down. It's our third fake fall, I think, coming up this weekend.
Yep.
Excited for that.
And when are you doing the PNW trip?
So, when the next episode drops, I should be in Spokane by then.
Gotcha. So. Okay. Same kind of path you guys have done before. You doing
no,
something different?
Well, I mean, yes. We're not going all the way out to the coast or anything.
Okay.
I need to sync up with Scott. We started to talk, like, really line it out. I want to make sure, like, he wants to get me to their new bottle shop, which has, like, Pliny, like, yeah, on the regular. Well,
you know, whatever.
And then I want to go to Lumberbeard, because obviously.
Lumberbeard's trash. Why would you want to go there?
Right. Low ratings.
Yeah.
No talent. Yeah. No, excellent place. I'm looking forward to going back to Lumberbeard. And so those are the two places I want to get to. But I'll have, like, Thursday afternoon, like, it'll be evening for me, but it'll be afternoon out there. And then I think Friday we leave and we got an Airbnb, and we'll probably go to, like, Single Hill, you know, and some of the other breweries around Yakima. Saturday's the festival, probably drive back, probably Sunday, I'd imagine. And then I fly out Monday morning.
Okay, so this is a really kind of compacted trip versus some of your other ones. Gotcha.
Yeah. We just decided we'll just make this about the Fresh Hop Festival and a couple other spots. And Oh, darn.
Well, I'm still very excited for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's as per usual, you will be a recipient and a benefactor.
It'll No. I need to go at this point. Like, when you've been into craft beer for as long as, you know, like, somebody like me or you have been, like, it gets to the point where it's like, okay, this is getting a little ridiculous. I've never been to Denver. I've never been out to the PNW.
Yeah. San Diego.
Yeah.
I've never been to San Diego.
There's so many of these places that I really should go at this point.
And the hard part too is, like, you know, so it's those places stack up and then you start running out of time.
Yep.
You know, money's the thing. COVID kicked everybody's butts. Yeah. And then some of these places, you know, like we've talked about Coronado. You know, or Tornado. You know, like they're probably not going to be what they were if you were to get out there soon. You know, which is a bummer, but also, like, I get it.
Well, and it's also too, like, it's one of those weird things where, like, me, I think it's just because for work I used to travel all over the United States, and so, like, if I want to travel, I want to get out of this fucking country. I want to go somewhere else that isn't the United States, which is weird, but
also I get it. You know, I mean.
Like, I'd much rather go to, like, Germany or Belgium or somewhere and experience that beer culture.
One of the guys that I've gotten to know at the bottle shop does some European travel every once in a while. He was just over there, and he was showing me his pictures, and he was like, oh, yeah, and then I went to Estonia, and my eyes got real big. I'm like, you went to Estonia? Did you go to Pohjola?
Right.
And he was like, oh, yeah. And so we got chibber-jabbered about that for a while. And
that'd be so cool.
Wouldn't it be cool? Super great.
That'd be awesome. So on to the news. So we have talked a lot about the alternative beverage scene that is starting to pop up. And when I say alternative, we're talking like CBD or THC infused types of drinks.
Non-alcoholic in general.
Exactly. And Revolution of all people have decided to throw the ring in the hat with some THC beverages.
Yeah, I can't say this necessarily caught me by surprise. When we were there a couple months back, they were doing a launch party for this particular drink. So, like, I knew it was there.
Right.
But, you know, it is potentially going to be a huge market. You know, how it gets handled, they'll be yet to be seen. But, you know, for now, it's got all of the, pardon the pun, all the buzz. And, you know, breweries that can get on it are going to try to get in on it.
I mean, I know this sounds not terrible to say, but if there was somebody that was going to make a THC or a CBD-based beverage that I'd probably be willing to try above anybody else, it would be Revolution. Like, you know, that's one of those places that we have talked about that, yes, they're not perfect, right? They made some stuff we don't like, but, I mean, that is inherently one of those breweries that just has almost implicit trust.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to be perfect, but, you know, Revolution has earned enough of that, like you said. It's, you know, I'm not in the market for a THC drink, but if I was, you know, similarly, hop water, right? Yeah. You know, like I don't typically go out and buy a ton of it. I used to keep a bunch of Sierra Nevada stuff in the fridge, but man, Revolution's hop water is fantastic. Like they just whatever they put their mind to, they're good at.
Yeah.
Then they, you know, sometimes veer off the beaten path and
make
not all
weird.
Of their yeah not all of their IPAs are great, but yeah. You know, they're all really, you know.
I would like to request some of their hop water at some point next time you get some.
Yeah.
I want to try it.
Yeah.
Just to give it a whirl. Yeah. That's something that's weird to me. Hop water. Like, why don't we get their hop water here? I mean, in theory.
We don't get any of their stuff.
I know we don't, but you see what I mean. Like, yeah. You wanted an easy way to get into a market, and you have a hop water. Why not do that first?
I just wonder if hop water is even close to being relevant yet.
Good point.
And I feel like that's, I love it as an alternative to, like, maybe I want something that's kind of beer adjacent without, you know, drinking.
Right.
I can get that flavor of beer. It's still effervescent, which honestly, most of the time, that's what I'm there for.
Yeah.
You know, the alcohol is secondary. And so, you know, like it's, I don't know. We'll, I'd love to see more of that. There just isn't much around. I mean, again, you know, it's Sierra Nevada. Lagunitas has some, but theirs is hit and miss. Their flavors are weird. But I really like Revolutions because it's Nectaron and Sabro.
Yeah.
And they just, it just works really well together, and it's really good.
Can't go wrong with those. So, like I said, they're one of the many breweries that is going to be, I think, just quite frankly, doing this move the more and more we get into that point of it. At some point, becoming federally legal, and once it does, it's so much easier for you to pre-plan for it versus having to wait
right
for once it becomes federally legal to get all your shit set up. Because, I mean, I know you've joked about it, but the second that shit gets legalized here, all these little stores around are just going to flip a little button and whoop,
oh, you know it.
Counters are going to flip it away.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, it'll be straight up Men in Black style.
Moving on into some per capita stats. So 2024.
Stats.
We have our breweries per capita map.
Wow. Okay.
Not much has really changed, to be honest. And yeah. When we're looking at this, we are, of course, talking per capita. So, you know, kind of the big common ones, right? Like Colorado has a lot of people. It's a pretty small state. And so they got a lot of breweries there.
Yeah, they sure do.
Versus, like, you look at California, it's a very large state, very large population. They may not have as much.
Montana, large state, small population, high amount of breweries per capita.
Yes.
Math.
Math is fun. So, of course, like I said, Colorado, Montana, Idaho, those are, you know, some of the areas that Colorado, the one, makes the most sense to me.
Right.
Idaho and
Vermont,
Washington.
For that matter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Vermont does, too, just because there is a lot of places up there. And
Maine kind of, I don't know. I mean, I guess Vermont and Maine to a degree. Like, I know of a couple of them up there. Like, I didn't think there was, like, a huge scene, but, I mean, I'm glad to be wrong.
Right. And it's, you know, one of those things, too, where it's probably a lot of this is distro, right? Like, we get stuff from Maine Beer Company, but...
Yeah, that's true.
But beyond that, like,
yeah.
We may not even know what's up there.
Yeah, I know there's a lot more than what we see. It's just, we just don't...
Yeah, and that's one of those, like, you as a guy from the Midwest can completely appreciate this. The wife has never had a white Christmas, like an actual white Christmas. Yeah, I know you want to have, you have jokes.
I have nothing to say there.
But my thought was always, like, if you really want to have a true, like, snow Christmas, we're not going to the fucking Midwest. We're going to go up north. We're going to go to Vermont. We're going to go to New Hampshire. There's going to be fucking snow.
Yep. And just lock in.
Yep, and just lock in for
and
a
you
week.
May be able to get out.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the time you're Airbnb
is so up. my plan, of course, was I'm gonna go brewery hop and stock up, and then lock me into the cabin for a week. Like,
I mean, this is not. I'm struggling to find the flaw in your plan.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you stock up the fridge and stuff. I mean, it's all doable.
Yeah, and I mean, I might be cold because I've not missed that cold, but you know what? I can suffer, get drunk enough that the cold won't affect me.
Cold didn't bother you anyway.
That's right. When you look at some of the other states, like you look at North Carolina, yeah. we're kind of up there. We're in the, like the gradients of orange. We're
in the mid.
We're in the mids.
Yeah, we're very mid.
So is Virginia. And, you know, when you stop and think about North Carolina or Virginia, there's a lot of fucking breweries in between both of our states. And then you get to some places like Texas where it's like there's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
There's just nothing.
Well, and again, if you're counting it as, like, so I don't know that Texas has a large craft brewery scene.
It doesn't seem
like
they do.
They have a lot of beer.
Yeah.
But it's, like, Spetzel, I don't know that still, does that still count as a craft brewery?
No.
So, Shiner's out.
Yep.
You know, Alamo, not Alamo.
Carbach doesn't count anymore because they got bought out.
Yeah, so many of them got, it had been acquired. So, there just isn't a whole lot of... whole lot of options.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to ever go to Texas, it would not be for beer. Like, honestly, if I'm gonna go to Colorado, it's twofold, right?
Yeah.
To see the mountains are beautiful out there, and now that I'm old enough to drink, like, actually be able to enjoy the craft beer scene in Colorado, because I know it's popping.
Yeah, Texas isn't a beer destination state.
No, or like Oregon's on the list, Washington's on the list.
Yeah.
Same basic ideas. Like,
yeah.
I'd want to go out there for twofold, right? I want to enjoy nature. I want to see everything that there is to see. And then, hey, I also have some big swinging dicks beer-wise. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever been to Colorado for beer stuff?
I have not. Okay. I've been... The amount of time I've spent in Colorado is moving from one plane to another twice.
Ah, okay.
So, I just...
See, what's funny is a Kansas kid, that's your neighboring state, and it's 8 hours to Denver, so I went to Colorado a ton, but as a kid.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, never when it
doesn't count.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Well, you know, and you say that, like, it's funny, like, we go back to Indiana to visit family and stuff, and now that my kids are both drinking age, they're like, can we go to the liquor stores? Because, you know, that we would...
It's completely different.
We would be in town, and we would go and we would look at stuff. And, you know, I'm there beer hunting. I'm looking for what can I not get in my hometown? What can I, you know, what can I find? Where can I get whatever? And so help me, like, they usually got drug along with me and had to deal with it. And now they're like, well, we want to see what you're looking for. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing wrong with looking. We're just shopping.
Yeah.
We're just shopping. It's all good.
Or, you know, like, when I went back to my hometown and went to the little liquor store there, and I ended up buying IPAs that were all, like, a year old because I didn't check dates because I didn't think I needed to. That was my fault.
Yeah, you can take the Josh out of Kansas, but you can't take the Kansas out of Kansas.
Who knows? Yeah, that was dumb of me. Lesson learned. But, you know, again, looking at this, we always make the joke that it's per capita, right? Like, some of these states don't have very many people, so it's not that hard to be pushed up on this list. But when you look at North Carolina, you look at Virginia, there's a, you know, fair amount of people there, and they have a fair amount of breweries, and whereas Colorado doesn't have that many people, but they seem to have a shit ton of breweries, which they do.
I'd be curious to see this kind of a map for just North Carolina, or really any of the states, right? But show me, like, a density map or something that's, you know, like,
right,
of all of our, like, what's the per capita for, like, Asheville versus Charlotte versus Raleigh versus, you know, like, I feel like that would be interesting.
That would be, because... You would think Asheville, but then as small as Asheville actually is city-wise, population-wise, compared to here.
Yeah. It's in... Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Last but not least, speaking of Maine, the founder of the Maine Brewing Company has decided to run for U.S. Senate.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. Like, don't really have any commentary on it other than, okay, cool. Like... You successfully launched Maine Beer Company, so why not try to run for Senate? Now, granted, this is still in the early, so he's got to get prelimmed and all that fun
anybody
stuff.
Anybody can say they're going to run for Senate.
Yes, that's true. That is very true.
I'm not going to say it.
Bobby Newport can.
Bobby Newport.
But, I mean, Jeff's right, and he still has to make it through the primaries and everything else before he would even be on the ballot, but he's at least throwing his hat in the ring to say, you know, hey, I want to try to do something. And to me, and we'll talk more about this in the next episode, but I think somebody being in the craft beer industry and moving into politics could help craft breweries in general, because they're just so downtrodden by some of these old archaic laws.
Well, and I'm sure that'll be part of his platform. You know, I'm a working man from a working business who understands what it's like to try to be a profitable business. And here are the things that I have issues with, you know, and things that need to change. And I mean, I could see him getting a lot of support for that. So
yeah,
I wish him well. Good luck.
Absolutely. I'll keep an eye on this one and see if he actually ever makes it to the ballot and everything else. And if he does, cool. And if he doesn't, eh. Hey, he said that he was going to.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm voting plenty for president, but that's beside the point.
That's right. All right. Any other thoughts? Are you ready for break?
All good.
All right, we'll be back in 30. Thank you.
We go.
Now we're back. Yay, audio. Had all kinds of board problems. We figured it out. Anyways, time for Bye No Bye. Jeff, how does that work?
So, tonight I brought some beers for Josh to sample. Between he and I, we're going to talk about these beers, whether or not we would buy them with our own money or not buy them. Straightforward, easy peasy.
If they ever want to donate beers, where do they do?
You can reach out to us. We've got a subreddit, although, honestly, that's...
I mean, we get Shrieking Bigfoot. He'll throw some stories in there.
That's right. Yeah, but if you want to donate actual beer, contact at craftbeercast.com over email. That's the way to get at us. The most easy way possible. Unless you're only Facebook, you can send a Facebook message. But quite honestly, I don't log into the actual like platform thing, but every couple of months, so I'm gonna miss it.
Okay,
so.
And Twitter, since I reformatted my computer, I don't even have the login for it anymore. So
social media is a real drag. It's the kind of thing that we almost need to have out there in case anybody still pays attention to it. But it's just too many things to keep updated, and frankly, we don't make money on this show. So you know, it's. I'm
for my own mental health, I just said fuck Twitter.
Yeah.
Like plain and simple. And I'm not certain another platform. I'm not certain a Blue Sky or any of the other shit. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I looked into Blue Sky once and I'm like, yeah, I'll wait until they figure out how to make this easy.
Twitter, let's be real. Twitter lost its fun when like our kind of little beer circle Twitter.
Yeah.
Died.
When the folks started moving on with their lives.
Yeah.
And the status quo changed. It just wasn't as much fun.
Yeah. And then it just became a hellscape on Earth, and then I had an easy excuse when I reformatted my computer to go,
Oh, wait,
Bitwarden, you forgot that password. Delete, 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 delete. All right, anyways, Jeff, what's your first beer up?
First beer up, so I'm at my bottle shop, and a new delivery of Lawson's Finest Liquids came in, and I'm like, wait, that's a different color. I don't recognize that color. What's that one?
What's that one?
And it was their Fest beer. And so I grabbed some, and Grant actually yelled at me, and he was like, hey! I don't even have those in the system yet. I'm like, all right, cool. My bad.
You don't work here, asshole.
They were sitting on the side, and usually that means they're okay. He just happened to be behind that day. Wasn't the end of the world. But this is Lawson's Fest beer. I had one that night, and I was like, yep, this is coming on the show. It is fantastic. I'm finding I miss my former favorite Fest beer. That used to be made here in town.
Who could you be talking about?
Because it's Mechtoberfest is trash now.
Yeah.
And I won't drink it. Yeah. It tastes like nothing, and I don't like it. This, on the other hand, it's bright and it's crisp, and it's got that biscuity kind of thing. Like, I love everything about this beer. I'm a huge, huge buy on this. Josh?
It's funny. It goes to show that every time, or other time, don't pour the next sample in that peanut butter glass, please. Okay. Goes to prove my point that I just don't like Sip of Sunshine. I don't hate Lawson's. I just don't like Sip of Sunshine. Because this is fucking good. And I've had other stuff from them that is fucking great. And this, you're right. This is bright. It's clean. It's perfect. You know, it's 82 degrees.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I know it's a little warm.
September 22nd. It's supposed to get cooler here in another week, you know, so we'll have our third false fall. But I'm like, can we just get, like, football's on?
Yeah.
This
would be a great, like, Monday Night Football is going to be on. It's going to be an actual decent game tonight. Like,
give me a, you know, couple pints of this, big bowl of chili. Like, I'm happy.
Yeah,
But right now, it's still too warm.
It is. But yeah, this slaps. This is really good. All right, next beer up.
From our good buddies at Hopfly. They did a collab with Hoptown. I forgot to look up to see where that's from. But this is their Wet Hopped American Summer.
Okay.
And it caught my eye because it said wet hopped. And I'm like, oh, yes.
Yes.
Fresh hop time.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, hold up a sec. How's Hopfly doing this? And so I, you know, get on there on tap and look it up. Come to find out, it's fresh hops from Michigan.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I was just like, oh, you know, like that's a, you know, we forget.
There are other hop regions in the United States, not just the PNW. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sure, Yakima is, you know, the main place for, you know, most hops. But, yeah, a lot of other places are making stuff. So this is a collaboration. Okay, Hoptown is out of Mooresville.
Okay.
Which is just north of Charlotte. But, yeah, Whole Cone Chinook. And I think I read somewhere that it also was dry hopped with Chinook as well. Which I don't have any issue with.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, fresh hop is great, but you have to really appreciate fresh hop beers because they don't have that punch that a regular IPA has.
Right.
They tend to be, you know, a lot more earthy, a lot more grassy and vegetal because that's what it is.
They're throwing whole cone in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Dropping cones. But this is a really good beer. As far as fresh hop stuff goes, there's not a whole lot of other comparisons here in town. So, number one, thank you, Hopfly, for, you know, bringing a wet hop beer in. I'm sure all of the breweries that listen to us are going to correct me on this. And if so, like, feel free to reach out. contact@craftbeercast.com. I'd love to have a conversation with you. We'd love to make fresh hop beer with you.
That's right.
Whatever the case may be. That being said, this is an excellent beer. I really like it. Another winter West Coast IPA from Hopfly. Big buy.
Can you pour me another sample of that, please?
Well,
sir?
I mean, I suppose it could.
I guess.
You were still, like, finishing off your last
sample. I know. So I'm in my bottle shop Saturday.
You would do what now?
I'm in my bottle shop.
Oh, Saturday. I thought you said you were in your butthole shop.
Yeah, I was in my butthole shop.
Like, oh, you know, all right.
I had to get the new Vibrate butt plug and the Sensei or whatever the fuck they call it. I don't even remember now. You're looking at me in a very weird way. I'm very concerned. Anyways, we all know that, like, I spend stupid money on these $25 fucking four packs of Other Half or Veil. Yep. Shit. But I always still try to spread some love to Hopfly because I like them.
Yeah. They're very good.
The bottle shop proprietor says, hey, have you had this yet? And I'm like, no, I have not. And it's from Hopfly, so let's buy it. And then talking with Jeff, and I'm like, hey, I got some beers for the show. And he's like, oh, you mean this one? I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. We talked about splitting a four-pack of this. So now I have six of them, and I'm not mad.
Yeah, I mean, it was a $15 four-pack.
Yeah.
Which, again, just goes to show, like, you don't have to spend $28 on a four pack.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Not to say that there aren't times that it makes some sense, but, like, I'll go back to that purple Bugatti for a second.
Yes.
I want to say those were either $22 or $24 for a four pack of 11% hazy IPA.
Yeah, I know.
Meanwhile, for the same price, you could get Other Half's pale ale. So I'm like, if you really love the flavor of a hazy,
yeah.
Peace be with you.
There was Another Half beer that I bought, and, you know, I'm not looking at prices. I know I should. I'm not looking at prices because I shop there enough. I get some discounts and everything else. So, but I look at the price on top of the can, and as I'm, like, walking in my case, and my butthole puckered a little bit. I'm like, this is almost...
Now, is that because of what you picked up at the butthole
yes,
shop?
Or yes, okay. Yes, that too. It was almost a $30 four-pack of Other Half. And I'm just like, we are getting to this point, man, where you're right. Like, my money might just stay local from here on out. Like,
I don't...
This is getting ridiculous.
I'm not going to tell you not to spend money on beer that you like. Where I get nervous about... West, like, okay, so I'm not just picking on Another Half.
Yeah.
But Burial's in that same kind of boat, especially when you talk about their hazies. Every 3 weeks or so, there's a new one. And then there's a new one. Did you like this one?
Good luck. You'll never see it again.
Is it different from the one that you already have? Like, you've got 3-4 packs. Could you tell them apart in a blind taste test?
You're right. You're right.
I mean, and so I'm not saying don't buy what you like. You should.
No. You're right. You're right.
But also, like...
Like, how many times do I buy something from Other Half, and it's literally probably the same goddamn beer with a different label? From Burial, or from...
I mean, we joke about, you know, it's the same three hops in differing, you know, measurements.
I mean, it's like a Taco Bell menu. There's, like, what, 7 ingredients, and they just configure them in 500 different ways.
And for whatever reason, you can't have Mexican pizza right now.
Fuck you, Taco Bell. That's the best item on your menu.
They are coming out with Baja Blast pie.
Why?
I don't know, man. I mean, the they had some sort of, like, creamsicle thing they were trying to do with it, too.
Who?
Like, no. No. None of this is good. Nobody wants this.
And we're all sleeping on the Mexamel. That was the best item.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
That was, like, I ate a taco. As a teenager, when you had just, like, this insane metabolism, my go-to Taco Bell order after football practice would be a taco, a burrito, and my Mexi Melt was my dessert.
Heck yeah. Because, like, I mean, like,
that was a delicious treat.
I always joke that Mexi Melt is, like, the lazy way to make a quesadilla.
Yep.
Because all it is meat and cheese, and you can throw some vegetables in there if you want.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, we'll do that at the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's taco night. Do you want tacos? Do you want nachos? Do you want a quesadilla? Or do you want Mexi Melts? And sometimes, like, it, just because it's all soft and gooey, like, it... As the kids say, it hits different.
It does. Mm.
Not brought to you by Taco Bell. We are not.
No, we are not.
We don't make that Taco Bell money.
We do not. All right, Jeff, what's our final beer up?
Final beer up. I'm not even going to consider this a troll beer. I did this on purpose because this is an excellent beer, and I did it to make you angry, but not in a trolling way.
Yes.
Josh has this hang up that he can't let go of from this one time. How many years ago was it? 4 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
4 years ago, he had a bad beer from a brewery. And to this day, he's like, I won't like anything that Zool puts out because suck that one time. And I'm like, really? Why do you have a 4-pack of Paper Crowns in your keyser? Like,
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Shut up.
I don't have those. And they're not, they're definitely gone because I threw them out, not because I drank them real fast.
That's right. They went into the toilet.
So we have had the Dissolver Peanut Butter Jelly Engine on the show.
Yes.
Josh was a convert at that time. He's like, okay, this is really good. Because I know how much. So Josh really likes strong peanut flavor in his beer.
Oh, yes.
Sweet Baby Jesus, one of your all-time favorites. You know,
Lord.
And that Dissolver beer was great at delivering, like, the Confidential Lunchbox from Divine Barrel used to be like an absolutely fantastic peanut butter and jelly beer.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of like gone a little more beer and a little less peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. I haven't had it recently, but
yeah, I had it a year or so ago and I didn't like where it had gone to. But then these Dissolvers came out. Well, the Dissolver was based off of a collab they did with Zool.
Okay.
I'd actually first had the Zool version on tap and we're like, oh cool. Maybe one of these days we'll get cans. Well, the cans finally showed up, and I'm happy to say that today Josh is sampling beer from the brewery he hates. This is Zool's PB&J mixtape. I will again say that I feel like this is superior to the Dissolver version. This tastes like you're drinking a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It takes you right back to your childhood. The, you know, thin layer peanut butter, the garbage jelly that we all had, you know, the stuff we ate wholesale back in the day. It is everything it needs to be, everything it purports to be. It's absolutely fantastic, and I love it. Huge buy, big recommend. If you see it, get some. Josh?
I hate you.
I know.
I hate you so fucking much because this is so damn good.
So good.
I mean, you were right that the Dissolver version pales in comparison to this.
It is maybe a half step behind.
I'd say more.
This is so much better dialed in.
It is. Like, this tastes like peanut butter. Like,
it's so good.
How they did that is just, I know it's powders and all that shit. I don't care. It's just, this slaps. This is not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair that you're making me buy and possibly do other things to Azul beer. So it's time for I Tap That. How does that work?
What's our favorite beer of the show? The MVP, if you will. The one we would drink through
the
a
Jonathan
keg
of. Taylor of your football Sunday, perhaps.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I understood that reference, but I didn't watch the game. For me, it's this Fest beer. This peanut butter and jelly beer is absolutely fantastic, but I'm not going to go through a whole keg of this Azul beer. The Hop Fly, wet hopped, also super fantastic, but I don't know that I want a full keg of that. This Fest beer, man, I could take my time with it, but I'm pretty sure I would destroy it. Josh, how about you?
I hate you so much because you know exactly what I'm tapping. The peanut butter mixtape.
It is peanut butter jelly time.
This is in a whole other category of, all right, Zool, I've turned a corner.
And you know what I love about this for you, especially right now? We're so jaded as beer drinkers. We're so jaded as beer podcasters. Now at, yeah, you know, 3,000 beers that we've had on the show. It takes so much to grab our attention anymore.
Yes.
We have a lot of the same old, like, oh, yeah, well, it's Revolution. It's barrel-aged. I know it's going to beat the crap out of everybody. Then a beer like this comes along and just gets you out of left field.
Yeah, it fucking, like...
And I know you wanted to hate that.
I did. And you've talked about it, and you're like, the peanut butter is really there this time. Oh, and I'm like, no, nope. It's just going to be like their weird strawberry banana trash. I'm going to hate it. No, I adore this beer.
So good.
I absolutely adore this beer.
All right. So you're tapping the...
Yeah, I'm tapping the peanut butter. All right. So we're at the end of the show. Where are we at?
Come find us on the interwebs. If you're not already on your website, craftbeercast.com, you might have found us through our Reddit /r/craftbeercast. Again, we've got a Facebook and a Twitter... kind of, but like, just don't. Really, if you need a new place to follow us from, you know, whatever like podcast aggregator you use is fine. Or you can follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/craftbeercast. Always appreciate any support we can get. Josh, I know you're not anywhere. Wells is apparently seeing Weird Al tonight.
I mean, I'm not mad.
This is like a last second. He's like, guys, I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm going to go see Weird Al instead. And we're like, yeah, no, that's legit.
Yeah.
I'm not even, yeah, go for it.
No notes. Just go.
Yeah.
Just go. But rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. Tell a friend, tell somebody. I mean, especially because we don't advertise or anything like that. Word of mouth helps spread the show around as much as possible. And other than that, we will talk to you all next Thursday.